the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Hello, I'm Cindy Sweat, sitting in for Claire with the Wrangell Ranger District. I'm here with the weekly Recreation and Road Report for August 14th through the 19th. In road conditions and construction, road construction does continue on the new Forest Service Road 587, with rock being hauled from the pit on the 6270 road, so watch for dump trucks. In logging activity, there are logging operations on the Fools Road 6273 and road construction on One Duck Road 6277. Log haul may start by the end of the week from Fools Inlet to Mike Allen's Mill at 13 Mile. There will be tree thinning activity on Zarembo Island Road system throughout the summer. Ann Wildlife Observatory. The end of the permit season at Ann is coming up on August 25th. That means only a short time until the bears become less plentiful. There are still permits available on recreation.gov if you have your own boat or float plane to get there. If there are no more permits available on recreation.gov for the day that you're interested in, 4 permits each day are available through weekly lotteries. All lottery requests must be made in person at the Wrangell Ranger District. Weekly requests will be collected on Mondays at 4:30 and awarded on Tuesday by noon. For those who need to purchase transportation to Ann, you can contact an authorized guide directly for both passage and permits. Wildlife update from the Ann Rangers. The rain over the weekend caused the creek to really rise, washing a lot of the fish down and making all of the fishing holes too deep for the bears. But by Monday, it dropped enough that a lot of the black bears have come back, and they've seen a brown bear at the deck as well. There are a lot more bears along the trail, too. In recreational reminders, if you are parking a vehicle at Roosevelt Harbor on Zarembo, remember to pick up your free 2023 season sticker from the Wrangell Ranger District front desk. To prevent the new parking area from collecting derelict vehicles, the annual sticker is now required if you want to park any type of vehicle there, including ATVs, trailers, and campers. There is not a usable dock at Roosevelt Harbor right now. With deer season underway, remember the Wrangell Ranger District front desk issues designated hunter permits. It helps if you can call ahead of time, 907-874-2323, so your permit can be prepared in advance. They also want to remind hunters that it's illegal and unsafe to shoot across, from, or along the roadways. If you received a federal subsistence permit to fish for sockeye salmon, please remember to return your report. There is a drop box outside the district office where you can return them. In community programs, the Read with a Ranger program is going on until this Friday, August 18th, and they're held at 11 a.m. on Friday at the Library Gazebo. The community-led Nemo potlucks are held every Friday at 6 p.m., continuing through the last Friday in August. The location is at the Nemo Information Site, which is the first developed site on the Nemo Recreation Loop Road 6267. This announcement is courtesy of KSDK and the Wrangell Ranger District, and you can find it online at ksdk.org. Thanks for listening.